Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Well, happy new year, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson, and today we're going to be talking lithium, big picture, small picture, and Gallon Lithium. I'm delighted to welcome the managing director of Gallon Lithium, Juan Pablo Vaga de la Vegas, I should say. Yeah, but we'll call you JP, as many do. JP, welcome to Small Caps. Great to see you. Happy new year.
Happy new year to you, Kerry, and thanks very much for the invite.
Well, let's start off because, you know, last year lithium was looking a little bit unloved, but in the just in the past few weeks, and I've also, I have to just point out that in November, I think it was November last year, Gallon Lithium share price 16 cents. Today, as I speak to you, first week of January, 43 cents, galloping ahead there. What is driving the renewed interest in the lithium space right now?
Well, the big picture in lithium is that there's a big push for everything to become batteries. I'm mainly driven by the electric cars. So as you can hear, the news on Tesla hitting the 500,000 milestone of cars being produced on the market, and then everybody else jumping on the wagon of producing electric vehicles. You could hear news from Norway, you know, saying the 50% of the fleet this last year is electric vehicles. So the world is changing rapidly, and the demand for lithium is increasing. Although today we don't see that is going to be a big jump, but what we're seeing is that direction where things are going. So the interest in lithium is not for the short term. It's more or less to see the world is at an inflection point. And it is changing, and there won't be enough lithium in the short term to tell us where that we can meet that high demand of lithium, and that's why everybody's, you know, putting the money into lithium. We've seen a bit of a switch between gold to lithium, and but that's driven mainly for their expectations on the market in the near future, meaning 2-3 years.
Now, you're a mineral economist by background. Let's just have a quick, for those of people that don't really understand lithium and where it is, it mainly for use in batteries? And we're talking about batteries not just for cars, but we're talking potentially shipping and, you know, the whole world, I guess, is everything is going battery. And I think earlier you said batterification or something like that.
Absolutely. The world is going to a batterification, if you want to call it, world. Everything that you have is portable and has its own power supply. You know, that's where it's going to. You know, even things that you would not even think of, headphones. You know, headphones are now, you know, independently powered by lithium batteries, mobile phone, laptops. The main drivers I mentioned are cars. But then you start looking at the big picture again, you know, houses. You know, industrial areas, you start looking into the sea freight that was mentioned early on. Imagine, sea freight is quite polluting, by the way. You know, it's they use a high sulfur diesel, which is dirty diesel, in other words. One sea freight, a Panamax, is around 60,000 cars on the road. So that's more or less what you will expect. Anyway, when you start seeing that, imagine if this sea freight start becoming a hybrid. It started using still diesel, but in a hybrid way to reduce the pollutants. And then we start seeing another huge increase in lithium for batteries. And you can, you know, have simple lithium batteries that they call the LFP, and that's why the lithium carbonate, it's been sort of been under pressure in China in the last few weeks, and that's why also is putting another push into the lithium expectation for pricing going forward. Look, there are so many variants of this, but the main message is that we are at an inflection point. The world is changing. The world is looking to pollute less, And as such, the demand for lithium is out there. And for us, this has been a while, as you mentioned, last year it was an unloved year. By the end of the year, we were able to put fantastic news, by the way. We had an increase in our resource update that we show that our project in Argentina is large enough to contend any tier one project out there. And also we put the news.
JP, I want to stop you there for a moment. Let's, because we talk big picture lithium. Let's talk gallon lithium and let's just put this into perspective. You've got a flagship project in Argentina. It's the Hombre Muerto West lithium brine project. It's in that, I guess, that sweet spot of Argentina where some of the bigger players are, such as Galaxy. But let's talk about Gallon Lithium. And you were one of the founders of this company. You know, your background is, as I said earlier, you were a mineral economist, you were a mining analyst. You looked at lithium and said, wow, this is an interesting space to be in. How did you come across the particular project that you're working on, and where, why is it getting so exciting at the moment?
Well, as you know my story, but I'm happy to share it. 3 years ago, I saw the opportunity in Argentina. I was working as a mining analyst specializing in lithium for a stockbroking company. And I saw an opportunity in Argentina, and I always look at the big picture. And when I saw that I could potentially at the time come up with a new project in the best sulfide in Argentina, didn't take me long to connect the dots and said, I'm going to take a calculated risk that if this worked, then it will be fantastic. And 3 years later, here is Galan with a fantastic low operating cost as part of the study, competitive capex, and there is plenty of room to optimize all of this. So Galan Lithium, while it has had to run, from our point of view, we're still undervalued compared to other peers. And we've done a lot of work. Bear in mind that around 14 months ago, we finished drilling at our flagship Hombre Muerto West. So within 14 months, we come out with a study, we put the numbers out there, we have three resource estimation updates from what we have, because we've been acquiring more ground. We consolidated the area. So now Hombre Muerto is just one long strip of land, which is 7.5 kilometers long by 2.5 in width, and with a significant depth. So the work that we've done under COVID, by the way, is been significant. I'll take my hat at my team in Argentina, but we still managed to get things over the line. And also we deliver our study, our scoping study or PEA with fantastic results, NPV above $1 million US, and one of the lowest operating costs in estimation out there for the market. So it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, JP, why is yours? Because there is quite a difference, isn't there? And that low operating cost is important. Why has your project been able to achieve such a low capex and operating costs? How has that been achieved?
Well, grade is king, and in any mining project, grade is king. And also, we have low level of impurities. So combine them both, and then you can be competitive. It's as simple as that.
So, what are some of the challenges that you can see going forward? Obviously, the lithium market is starting to, people are starting to recognize the fact that, as you said before, there's a kind of a, it's almost a tipping point, and the world is understanding that batteries can be used for everything. And you talked earlier about even in the shipping lines. In my head, I was like, I wonder if they can do it for airplanes as well. But
yes, actually, there's a small airplane with driving in Norway, they would try that they could do it. I mean, we're still probably a few, maybe 5-10 years away before we've seen commercial planes being flown by batteries driven with lithium. But it's all, you know, pointing that direction. And I would not be surprised if that's the case in 10 years' time.
Well, JP, I said earlier that in November, November wasn't that long ago, you were trading at 16 cents. Now your share price, ASX code is GLN. Your share price today, first week of January, is at 43 cents. What's driving that? And for investors that are listening to this, do you still think that there's a lot of that? Clearly you do, but what is the value for investors getting involved right now?
The value is Look, independently, what happens with the lithium market, and this is why I fundamentally quit my job. When you find that a project potentially can have one of the lowest operating costs in the industry, no matter what happens in the world with the lithium price, you will be there. If you get to produce, you will make money no matter what happens with the lithium market. And as you see, you know, lithium can be loved and unloved, and the market goes up and down. You know, I'll be lying if I say this all the way up in the next 10 years. We'll have ups and downs. But importantly, we're not going to go belly up, we are less likely of going belly up, meaning that if we get there and start producing, we can compete and keep producing. And that's security and maturity in something that it's compared to our peers. I believe that we have something more to offer, you know, security in the long term.
Well, just before Christmas, and I guess everyone was starting to get into their Christmas puddings, you announced the scoping study, the viable economics around the project. What are the next steps? What's coming up in 2021 for Gallon Lithium?
Yeah, we're still digesting the conclusions, and we're having quite a few technical meetings to see which way of actions that we're taking next. And we have testing in the lab that we're waiting for. A few of these things may be affected by COVID, because in, you know, the UK strain, it's gone everywhere now. So we may have a few delays because of that. But if this still goes in the way we expect, I would like to think that this quarter we will have the results. And, you know, in probably February, I'll say. But, we're still doing a lot of testing, and that will dictate which way we're going to go next in terms of the next leg of the study, because we're trying to fast track whatever we can with what we know, if it makes sense. We're not going to cut corners, but if it's something that's worthwhile doing then and quicker, then why not? So that's in one sense. So, but independently of how are we going? We're going to be busy next year. Well, this year, I mean 2021, yeah. Doing a lot of testing and a lot of study. So I would like to think that in 12 months or 18 months time, we finalize everything that we need to study and move into the next phase of thinking, how are we going to get this online? And for such, we're looking at different options as well. What makes commercially more sense in terms of our dollar expenditure, and that we can get quicker to market. So all that I can say is watch this space. There's a lot of things that we, you know, spending quite a bit of my time with the technical team to balance the technicality results that can give us the best commercial outcome. At the end of the day, this is a business, and I want to get my shareholder the best return. But I'm enjoying this ride. You know, this is fantastic. You know, being in charge of Gallan, it's been a unique experience, and this is something that I want to do for a long time. And having a fantastic team and supportive board, it's, you know, all what I've been asking for. And this, and the last 3 years, they've been challenging, but I can see that the future is very bright coming up in the next 12 months for us.
Well, I can see that there's a lot of excitement going underneath. But before we finish, I have to ask this question, JP.
Sure.
You are surrounded by some very big companies. You're in that very, very strong lithium triangle in Argentina. Do you expect that one of the bigger boys may come in and try and gobble you up?
Well, look, as I mentioned early on, I'm trying to give the best return for my shareholders. So any commercial proposition, it has to make sense for everyone. So we're not saying no to anything, not saying no to a JV. We're not saying no to any commercial solution that makes sense to our shareholders. And at this stage, it's not the case. I'm putting my head down. I'm going to work, advance the project as much as we can, because the more mature we get, the more value we can ask for. And in a market like this, and hopefully this is the case for lithium now, we can get the most out of Gallan. And who knows? You know, time will tell.
Well, congratulations, because the economics of the project are clearly stacking up. And as you said, one of the most important things is that low capex and the operating costs. Well done. Congratulations on the project so far. Lots of news flow to come in 2021. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again in the near future. Thanks for joining us today, JP.
Thanks very much, Kerry. Have a good day.